It involves the local community there, both male and female, people from the neighbourhood and people from that area who don't have, because of the restrictions that has been placed upon them over since March. Many of these people don't have another outlet. A safest what they have is working in their own community plot, and the feeling of well-being and purpose that that gives them, and the success of the garden for the last 7 years, all that has feeling, all the hard work that they've done there has been damaged. It's not just the material damage, but it's a hurt that this caused within the community. You know, the people have worked hard to build it up to what it was, the plots that they have, they grow their vegetables, they grow the different things that they grow there. And one of the things that was damaged over the course of the weekend was pumpkins. Now, coming up to Halloween, the people that were growing those pumpkins, I'm sure, will be deeply hurt that they were damaged. They can't be replaced overnight from the garden. It's not something that happens. They have to be grown and nurtured and brought to what they are now. The other thing about it is people's tools were moved from plot to plot under the present conditions. That may not seem a big issue normally, but under this condition, it's worrying. And, you know, what may not have been intended or sound like a very big issue under today's circumstances, when it hits the heart of the community like that, it does cause fear and anxiety, and it also causes fear for the people who have the gardens, for security and the security of what's in there.